This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
And the text already coming in. You can clearly see it
because you're first looking
picture.
For it. Yeah. If you hadn't been looking for it, you wouldn't 100, have seen it.
You're looking at it with the context of us already
yep.
telling you.
Full. Nope. Trash.
Kennedy, say good morning to Gil from Malden.
Hello, good morning, my friend.
Hey, good morning, Kennedy. I'm here with Rebecca, my coworker here as well.
Hello.
Oh, I didn't they realize work that we were having two people.
Tag team.
Back again. Check it, direct it. Let's begin. Potty on, potty people. Let me hear some noise. DC's in the house. Jump, jump for joy. There's a potty over here. There's a potty over there. Wave your hands in the air.
Shake your derriere.
These three words
are
getting
ever.
Busy. Whoop, there it is. So they work at a small biotech company, Kennedy. I bet they have more fun than we do.
I think we do, honestly.
I love to hear that.
I love your confidence.
Yes, Gil, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
So you guys know the deal. It's 5 trivia questions. They're all about pop culture stuff. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the cash. If you tie, that's a loss for you. And Kennedy is now over in that soundproof studio. Question number one. Mariah Carey is upset that she still hasn't released the grunge album that she recorded in 1995, saying, "I'm so mad I haven't done that yet. You'll hear it." Mariah is about to soar back to the top of the charts this holiday season with which song?
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Sophia Bush is joining Grey's Anatomy as a recurring character. Who created the show Grey's Anatomy?
Shonda Rhimes.
Thank you, Gil. NSYNC singer Chris Kirkpatrick's 53 today. Take a listen to this lyric from Eminem about Chris and then name the song.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the song.
The Real Slim Shady.
Question number four. The second verse of Rihanna's SOS is all 80 song titles strung together, like I Melt With You, Head Over Heels, and The Way You Make Me Feel. The writer claims no one figured it out. Finish the hook to SOS. SOS. Please, someone help me. It's not healthy for blank.
For me.
And question number five, Kristen Bell snuck a double entendre in the song For the First Time in Forever from Frozen when her character sings, quote, "Why have a ballroom with no balls?" She says the line almost didn't make it in. Anna is royalty in which kingdom in the movie?
Arendelle.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
How long have you two been working together?
Month and a half.
Yeah, a month and a half.
Okay. All right. New coworkers. Who's more likely to get in trouble first? Gil or Rebecca?
Rebecca.
Probably
me. All right.
Self-awareness is important.
Gil and Rebecca got 3 out of 5.
All right. Well done, friend.
I was not. That's a plot twist. I was really expecting it to be Gil. These are tough. You ready, Kennedy?
You bet.
Mariah Carey is upset that she still hasn't released the grunge album she recorded in 1995, saying, "I'm mad I haven't done it yet. You will hear it." Mariah is about to soar back to the top of the charts this holiday season with which song?
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Tied at one. Sophia Bush is joining Grey's Anatomy as a recurring character. Who created the show?
Shonda Rhimes.
2-2. NSYNC singer Chris Kirkpatrick turning 53 today. Take a listen to this lyric from Eminem about Chris and then name Eminem's song.
Hey friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Without me?
3-2. Question number 4. The second verse of Rihanna's SOS is all 80s song titles strung together like I Melt With You, Head Over Heels, and The Way You Make Me Feel. The writer claims no one ever figured it out. Finish the hook to SOS, Kennedy.
Uh-oh.
SOS, please, someone help me. It's not healthy for blank.
For me to feel this way.
For me to feel this.
Oh.
And then she says why, because she starts to spell out
Y-O-U-R. That was must be
for
what I was thinking
about. Feel this why.
Got it.
It's tricky.
3-2. Question number 5. Kristen Bell snuck in a double entendre in the song For the First Time in Forever from Frozen, where the character sings, why have a ballroom with no balls? She says the line almost didn't make it in. Anna is royalty in which kingdom in the movie?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
Arendelle, Kennedy.
Oh.
You've never seen that one?
Oh, no, I've seen it, but it's just kind of in my head.
I got you. So the final score ends up being 3-3.
Well done, friends.
Yep. That was pretty good. Unfortunately, though, with a 3-3 tie, the tie goes to the runner, and Kennedy's the one running. So she gets the win. You don't get the cash, but thank you for listening and playing this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
We are Gil and Rebecca from Malden, and we cannot be Kennedy.
Have fun, you crazy biotech kids.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Monica from Milford, New Hampshire.
Hi, Monica.
Good morning, Kennedy.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Monica, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio like a middle schooler who hasn't been paying attention in class?
Oh, come on.
you have no Riz, Kennedy Sigma. Could you get the toilet out of the studio?
I am deceased. Yes.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100 if you tie Kennedy. That is a loss for you.
W's in the chat for Monica.
Question number 1. Lil Nas X congratulated Kendrick Lamar and Shaboozey for breaking 2 of his Billboard chart records. Which song brought Lil Nas X to fame?
Old Town Road.
Sophia Bush is joining Grey's Anatomy as a recurring character. She starred as Brooke Davis in which CW drama, also starring Chad Michael Murray?
The OC.
Question number 3. Eminem turns 52 today. In his famous song, Lose Yourself, what does he vomit on his sweater?
Mom's Spaghetti, also the name of his restaurant.
After once having $50 million in the bank, Al Pacino found out in his 70s that he was broke. He blames a crooked accountant. He played Michael Corleone in which classic gangster movie series?
Godfather.
Question number 5. Andy Richter was unmasked last night on The Masked Singer. Spoiler alert. Andy Richter was a longtime sidekick to which late night talk show host?
We're going to go with Letterman.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Monica, you left some crumbs.
She sort of ate. Kennedy, Monica got 3 out of 5 correct.
How do you say well done in Skibbity language?
She gets aura points.
Okay.
Yeah. I was going to say Sigma, maybe Alpha.
Alpha,
okay,
definitely
right.
Alpha.
There you
yes.
go.
Showing a little bit of Riz, too, Kennedy.
And I'm here for it.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Lil Nas X congratulated Kendrick Lamar and Shaboozey for breaking 2 of his Billboard chart records. Which song brought Lil Nas X to fame?
Old Town Road.
Tie to one. Sophia Bush is joining Grey's Anatomy as a recurring character. She starred as Brooke Davis in which CW drama, also starring Chad Michael Murray?
One Tree Hill.
One Tree Hill. 2-1. Eminem turns 52 today in his famous song, Lose Yourself. What does he vomit on his sweater?
Mom's spaghetti. Pineapple. Come on. We don't use that word.
But his knees were weak and his arms were heavy.
And that's fine.
3-2. Question number 4. After once having $50 million in the bank, Al Pacino found out in his 70s that he was broke. He blames a crooked accountant. He played Michael Corleone in which classic gangster movie series?
It's Godfather.
Never seen it.
What?
I know. That's the look I get from everybody.
That's crazy.
It's your homework.
Your eyes just popped out of your head.
That's wild. 4-3, question number 5. Andy Richter was in Unmasked last night on The Masked Singer. Spoiler alert. Andy Richter was a longtime sidekick to which late night host?
Conan O'Brien?
It was Conan O'Brien. That is correct. 5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry. Monica, you don't get the cash, but you are going to get yourself a pair of tickets to the sold-out An Evening with Jon Stewart, October 26th at the Hanover Theater.
That's why I called.
Yay!
That is awesome. Do you want to shout out to your school? I understand you teach middle school social studies. Is that correct?
Yes. What up, Parkside Knights? Let's have a great Thursday. It's Friday Eve.
Woo!
Parkside Knights. Let's go, Knights. All right, Monica, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Kennedy, it was a pleasure, but my name is Monica from Milford, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Kim from Worcester.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
All right, enough with the pleasantries. Kick her out of here, please. We got work to do.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
5 trivia questions. They're all about pop culture stuff. You answer more right than Kennedy. Win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you. And Kennedy's over in that soundproof studio. Kim, are you ready?
I am ready.
Selena Gomez says she doesn't sleep in her bedroom anymore because she associates it with a really dark time in her life. She didn't want to leave her bed for years because of a debilitating anxiety that she was suffering from. Who did Selena date on and off from 2010 to 2018?
Justin Bieber.
My tongue stopped working there for a minute.
Hey, man, you do 4.5 hours a show a day. It's going to happen.
Jay-Z has extended his deal with the NFL to curate the Super Bowl halftime shows. Who is set to headline this year?
Eminem.
Like us. They not
question
like
number
us.
3. NSYNC's Chris Kirkpatrick turns 53 today. Take a listen to NSYNC's only number one song, Gonna Be Me, and then finish the lyric to the hook.
Hey friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Pass.
Question number 4. Whitney Carson, 31 today. She's a Dancing with the Stars pro who paired up with Danny Amendola this season. Danny won 2 championships with which Boston sports team before retiring?
I'm going to say Red Sox.
Question number 5. Nick Jonas bolted from the stage during a Jonas Brothers show in Prague after someone trained a laser pointer on him. Luckily, it wasn't an actual threat, and the show continued. Prague is the capital city of which country? Oof.
Prague.
Dan, hot.
I'll say Germany.
All
I
right.
Don't know.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Kim, I understand that you work for an armored car company.
Okay, the town. Let's go.
Kim?
Hi, I'm sorry.
That's all right. So you work for an armored car company?
I do, yeah. I just started.
How much money is in the back of one of those trucks at any point in time when it's on the road?
She can't tell you. She'd have to kill you.
I cannot tell you, but
what a cool
I'm amazed.
Job. What a cool job.
Yeah. My brother used to drive an armored truck.
Really?
Yes.
It's very interesting. Yeah. It's very, it's pretty cool.
So he'd drive around with like the bulletproof vest and the
all of it.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
He worked for like one of the big companies. Yeah.
That's crazy.
And that's how he ended up working. He worked at the Trump place in West Palm Beach, security too.
Yeah, I love it. It's probably the best job I've ever had.
Kim got 1 out of 5, Kennedy.
Oh my God.
Sue! Oh, that's a good one.
Felt good. Blow the lungs out on that
That's
one.
That's sad.
Been a while. Kennedy, these are tough. You ready?
Yep.
Selena Gomez says she doesn't sleep in her bedroom anymore because she associates it with a really dark time in her life. She didn't want to leave her bed for years because of debilitating anxiety. Relatable. Who did Selena date on and off from 2010 to 2018?
Justin Bieber.
Tied at 1. Jay-Z has extended his deal with the NFL to curate the Super Bowl halftime shows. Who is set to headline this year?
Oh, gosh. How did I already forget this? Kendrick Lamar.
2-1. NSYNC's Chris Kirkpatrick turning 53 today. Take a listen to their only number one song, Gonna Be Me, and then finish the lyric to the hook.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
But I'm not like him.
Them. I'm not like them? I'm not like him. It's them, isn't it? It's not even close to being right.
But I'm not like them.
It was fun to hear you debate with yourself, though.
Yeah,
the full conversation.
It's my favorite thing to do, Dan.
It's the only person you ever lose to, really.
Really? And that is a fact.
Well, we're no match for.
2-1, question number 4. Whitney Carson, 31 today. She's a Dancing with the Stars pro, who's paired up with Danny Amendola this season. He won 2 championships with which Boston sports team before retiring?
The Patriots.
3-1, question number 5. Nick Jonas bolted from the stage during a Jonas Brothers show in Prague after someone trained a laser pointer on him.
Scary.
Luckily, it wasn't an actual threat, and the show continued. Prague is the capital city of which country?
Czech Republic.
That's wild.
Oh, gosh.
I've been there, so that's no big deal. Oh, it's fine. Everything's cool. It's a beautiful place. I highly recommend going to visit. Right. Gorgeous.
4-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Kim, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but we do. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
For listening to this show.
Thank you very much.
Do they get a radio signal inside those armored vehicles?
Yeah, I think they do, yeah.
Just not in the back.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Kennedy, Kim from Worcester, and I can't beat Kennedy.